The coming-of-age movie Eighth Grade can now be seen by actual eighth graders. Tonight at Harkins Camelview in Scottsdale, the film's distributor, A24, will be holding a free screening of the film so anyone can see it. The company is holding screenings tonight in theaters in every state across the country, in fact. And this is all because of its R rating. And here to tell us more about why the acclaimed Sundance film got this R rating is the show's resident film critic and producer, Kaylee Monahan. Kaylee, good morning.
Good morning.
So start off by telling us a little bit about this movie. What's it about?
Yeah, so this film is about a very shy young woman named Kayla, and she is trying to navigate her last week of middle school. She's so reserved that she doesn't actually have any friends, but she's very insightful and aware of what's going on around her. And she creates these how-to advice videos on YouTube. But despite that, no one really knows who the real Kayla is, and she's trying to figure that out as well.
Hey guys, it's Kayla back with another video. So, the topic of today's video is being yourself. Being yourself can be hard, and it's like, aren't I always being myself? And yeah, for sure. But being yourself is like not changing yourself to impress someone else.
So, this movie really explores what it's like to be a teenager in the age of social media, but it's also so relatable to anyone who's gone through eighth grade, which I think is safe to say is most of us.
Right, and it was great. Okay, so why did this movie about eighth grade get an R rating, which means you can't see it until you're 17?
Right. So from the beginning, the film's director, Bo Burnham, knew that his movie would be R rated. And we actually have a clip of him explaining his thoughts on this.
Well, you know, I think they'd rate kids' lives NC-17 if they could. I mean, the truth is, like, eighth grade is R rated because eighth grade is R rated. Like, that's just the truth of it. I mean, it's a little bit of a bummer, but it didn't feel like our responsibility to try to portray a reality we felt was appropriate for kids, but rather portray the reality that the kids are actually living in.
And it's the Classification Ratings Administration Board that decides what rating a film is going to get. It's part of the Motion Picture Association of America, and it's made up of an independent group of parents, and they get to see these movies in advance, and they have a ballot with a checklist on it. And if a film has a certain amount of violence or profane language or an overabundant amount of sexual scenes, it's going to get a rating corresponding with that.
An actual checklist. So What tipped the scales for eighth grade?
Well, for this movie, it's the language more than anything else. To keep a PG-13 rating, a movie can have only one F word. Any more than that, and it gets an R rating. And that's what happened with eighth grade. This movie caps out at 5. But even if the film had ditched the profane language, there's talk about oral sex and sending nude photos, and those scenes would have also left it with an R rating.
So there's been a lot of discussion on social media and online about how the rating is keeping the intended audience away from the movie. Do you see that as being the case here?
Personally, I don't see that as much of an issue. From the parents and other film critics I've spoken with, they plan on taking their teenagers to see this film. For them, the rating is not really even a consideration. In fact, I've seen more blog posts and comments saying that teens need to see this movie, and I would have to agree. This is going to be one of those touchstone films that will be remembered for a long time because it just resonates so well with the teenage experience.
All right. That's the show's Kaylee Monahan. Kaylee, thank you.
My pleasure, Lauren.